Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi, William. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How you doing, Tina?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. I got your message, and I was following up regarding the both the past due payment and your postponement request. What's going on? How come you want to postpone or cancel the account?
Well, I called somebody a couple of days ago and let them know I'm, you know, not very satisfied with how things have gone. I've got one job, and like since I started, what has it been, about 5 months ago? And they told me just wait a couple months to see if it's going to pick up. And I don't know if they just haven't classified it right or whatever, but I'm a painting contractor trying to get house paint, paint jobs, painting houses. And I also had a small paint store, which I don't have anymore. And I tried to get them to you know, not post that. And I'm not really getting calls for that anymore anyways, but I'm not getting any calls at all from the for painting houses. And I just, you know, I've given a good amount of time to see if this would work, but it's really not working. I don't know if there's something you can look into and find out why, if I'm not posted in the right place or what. But do you know, my, did the lady ever find out anything? I haven't heard back from her. She
it looks like you spoke with her yesterday. It says on the 13th. And what I'm seeing is I'm on your dashboard, and this is showing me that in the short time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 1,914 times, and you've had 358 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So I'm thinking that you probably have received more than just one job, and maybe you're just not aware. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
I know you got all that information, but you know, that's very inaccurate. Just to let you know, I've got only one job. I've got a couple calls. But nothing really that has materialized, and nothing that's really been good at all. For, you know, I've been painting over 40 years. I used to be in the Yellow Pages, and I used to pay for advertising.
I see.
I'm getting, you know, and I am aware of what's going on. I've answered almost every call. If not, I like how you guys have their phone number, so I call them back. If I happen to not be able to answer, but I usually pick up most of the times. But in fact, I can go on here. Let's see. It's just not producing anything. I read all the reviews, and some people say the same thing. I don't know why. Like you said, I'm on the first page of Google 1,300 times. I've tried at least a dozen times to just go to Google Maps, and I can't even find my ads. In fact, I can do it right now. Maybe it's postponed now. You know, painters in Long Beach. And, you know, CertaPro is always up near the top. I don't know why, but...
Let me look here, too. So I want to give you an option, if I may, only because if you recall, in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 10th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So there is a $249 past due balance on the account, and naturally, we can't even cancel an account with a past due balance. But your program includes an extra $100 worth of Facebook ads. I don't think you need those anymore now that you're ranking on Google. Those are really good for the first 2 or 3 months to kind of jumpstart your results. But now that you're ranking on Google, if we took those off, it would lower your subscription to just $149 monthly. Okay? And with that package, you're still on the first page of Google. You're still on the first page of Bing. The website stays up and running, and you stay mobily optimized, which means you'll still come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So, you know, a lot of people will go to a package like that once they start ranking on Google, because you could always call back and put those Facebook ads on later if you wanted to. But, again,
is there any other thing you see that's not working? Because I want to do it.
The category is correct. I see that it's under painting services, not under painting store. But and under that category, the keywords, and you can tell me if you want them to modify any of this, but we see painting services, residential painting, commercial interior painting, painting exterior elements, painting interior elements, paint removal, wallpaper removal, interior trimming, molding, painting, interior painting, room painting, pressure washing, and house painting. Does that all sound along the right lines of what you offer?
Yes, it does.
It does? Perfect. So the category is good. The only thing I could think could possibly be hurting you a little bit is you have some excellent ratings on the Google listing, but you don't have a fresh review posted since July of last year. Sometimes something as simple as that will affect your conversion, because if there's companies up there next to you that are having a lot of fresh stuff posted about them and then you have an older review that's posted, you know, back in July, sometimes that would affect you. Plus, there's one from 2022. Someone gave you a one-star rating, which is okay because you've gotten a lot of five stars since that, so it's starting to, you know, become less and less relevant. But what I would recommend is to start getting some more five-star reviews here and there, and I can send you a review generator email that will help you with that, and that's definitely going to help you get, you know, better results. And then, meanwhile, on this end, I can have the technicians do a complete performance check on your account. And if there's any updates that would improve your performance, I can have those them perform those behind the scenes for you.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go ahead and do that.
Okay. So let me just – I'm going to also beef up your weekly posts. I see that they're doing a post each month here, so I'm going to have them ramp it up to twice, so they'll be able to do two posts a month. Maybe I can even do twice.
I'm wondering why it took
here, I'm going to have them post every Tuesday and every Thursday since today's Tuesday. That way they can start it today. And so they'll do two posts every week here for you. That's going to ramp it up. But you were wondering what? I'm sorry.
I was on Google for years and years, and I had moved to Hawaii a year and a half ago, then I moved
back. I was going to ask you about your voicemail. You said aloha and mahalo. I thought that was so cool, but I thought you might have been from Hawaii.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But I'm wondering if all my things from Google, like, we had to start all over or something. I'm not sure.
Oh, it's definitely set to Long Beach. It says Long Beach, William Underhill Painting. One thing I notice on your Google listing is I think they still have some pictures of your store, which it shouldn't hurt you because, you know, you're still coming up under keywords relating to painting services. But is the store still in that location on 1562 West 31st Street?
No, they're. I sold it to a guy, and he's actually gonna move, or you know. So I don't really need that, but it probably doesn't hurt just having a picture of the store.
Yeah, if anything, I could have the technicians hide the address so it'll just show as William Underhill Painting in Long Beach, California. And then that way, you know, because you don't want to, like, cause people to, you know, get in the car and go drive to the store if you it's not your store anymore. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, yeah,
Can we also change the name to Underhill Painting? Because that's what I used years ago.
Yes,
that
absolutely.
Won't, like, that won't start me over with, like, Google.
No, 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 no. It's not going to throw a red flag with Google at all. It's just going to, we go in and we update the business name, and we just make sure we do it on all destinations. So let me just send that to them. I'll put, please change business name to Underhill Painting. And do you want to hide address?
What address does it have?
It has 1562 West 31st Street in Long Beach.
Yeah, they don't really need to know my address, I don't think.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking you'll get better results if the address isn't there, because that's just another reason for them to call you, you know. Even if it's,
yeah,
they see the picture of the store and they think you're a store and they call,
yeah,
you, then that's an opportunity to say, hey, I used to have that store, but what do you need? And then they might say, well, I'm looking for someone to paint the inside of my house, you know, and then you have an opportunity. So I'll put, please,
okay,
change business name to Underhill Painting and hide address. Perfect. Okay, so I got that over to them, and I'm going to start beefing up the weekly posts for you twice every week. The review generator email, you'll get that in your inbox. It's self-explanatory, but of course, if you have any questions, just feel free to call us. And then I'm removing the Facebook ads too, William. So for the 149,
yeah,
is it going to be a different card?
What's the last four digits you have in my card? I'm wondering.
It's a Visa, ending in 8177.
Okay. I don't know why it stopped.
Well, this one said insufficient funds, but sometimes the banks, you know, they just want you to approve it or something. But if you think the 149 is available on this card, I can try it. You know, but if not, then we can use a different card.
What about the past payment?
So the only payment that's due is was the one on January 10th. That's the one that we're getting a problem with. The one that processed on December 10th processed on the same card ending in 8177, and that one went through fine.
Okay. All right. So we'll do the 149. Let me give you my other card just in case. I don't know why.
Okay. Do you want me to try it on this one first, and then if it declines, we'll do the other one?
Okay, sure.
Okay,
yeah,
so,
sure,
yeah, since I have this one here, I might as well try it. So let's see if this will work.
I don't know why. See, I got Bank of America.
Oh, yeah. It says insufficient funds. Maybe you just have to.
Oh, yeah, that's my Chase. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay.
That was my Chase. Okay.
No problem. So I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
All right. 4815.
Okay.
8800.
Got it.
3565.
Okay.
6448.
6448. Okay. Expiration?
0328.
And the code?
523.
523. Okay. So let me get your authorization and you will be good to go. So bear with me here. We'll make sure it all processes. Yep. This one worked, William. I got the green light for you. So thank you so much for updating that. And if you have any questions on that email that I sent you, feel free to call us. Okay.
All right. Thank you. I still have an email though through you guys, right?
Yeah. I don't know if you had Google Workspace through us or not. Let me look at the email that we have, because that's an extra charge. And I usually tell people, like, save your money. You don't really need an email that goes through the site. But, you don't have the Workspace with us. It's just lanceunderhill50@gmail.com. Is that still a good email address?
That's just my email, but our website I meant.
Yes, you still have the website. So if you see a little orange banner up on the site, that was just meant to be a friendly reminder that the payment wasn't going through. Now that the payment went through, that orange banner will be removed within 24 hours. So, you know, I'm thinking today, because,
okay,
you know, we're also in California. It's only 12:41, so I'm pretty sure they'll get it done today. But if not, no later than tomorrow.
And I still have the website then.
Yep, it's WilliamUnderhillPainting.com.
Okay, great. Thank you
so
much.
Oh, you're welcome. I enjoyed talking to you. Have a great rest of your week, too, okay?
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, William. Bye.